Hello everybody. We come to the 10th chapter of our study in logistics and distribution management, and in this we will look after the packaging material and how packaging and material handling and storage systems play an important part in logistics and logistics management. So at the end of this chapter, it will be my endeavor to tell you the various types of packaging that is used in the logistics field, in warehouses, in primary and secondary packaging, why they are important and why as a subject matter this has become so important today. In fact, packaging technology in itself is a separate discipline, and packaging as a function and as a department, each company, most FMCG, pharmaceutical and other companies have specific packaging departments which specialize and train people to run them. Let's see how it goes. The perspectives of packaging. To maximize the storage capacity of warehouse, the company should develop their packaging so that the items can be stored easily on pallets. Now, this is a logistics manager's way of looking at packaging. If you ask me, the first and the foremost reason why packaging is there is to protect the product, to protect the inherent quality of the product. That is the first desire. Secondly, it should be kept in such a way that, and see, packaging is not the packaging that we buy on the shelves. We buy a, say, a Lay's potato chips or a Kellogg's cornflakes in an outer carton which might have an inner laminate and the material. But the way it was manufactured, these might be put in inner cartons which might finally be packed in one outer shipper, and then this outer shipper will be loaded into the truck. So a lot of work has to go into the quality of the boxes to be used, what if there are bottles, what kind of material the bottle should be made out of, etc. The new logistics practice was designed around two concepts. Firstly, standardized master cartons were adopted to permit continuous conveyor movement from the point of warehouse order selection to truck loading. Secondly, the integrated system used a computer process to assure that each standardized master carton was packed to the maximum practical cubic utilization. Packaging for materials handling efficiency. Material handling efficiency is influenced by the package design, unitization, and the communication characteristics. Now, what do we mean by package design? The product packaging in standard configurations and ordered quantities facilitates logistical efficiency. Total weight can sometimes be reduced by product or package changes. What do we mean by unitization or containerization? Unitization is the process of grouping master cartons into one physical unit for material handling or transport, as we said. So you have the inner laminate, the packet in which you have milk powder or chips or cornflakes, etc. There will be an outer packet, and that outer box might go into a main box which will be transported, which is a double faced corrugated box, for example. Now, when you have innovations in packaging, what we can do as a saving is we see that, can I put directly my pouch in an outer carton with, say, a honeycomb structure in between so that it does not get disturbed in transportation? Is it possible to do away with the outer carton? So, these are the debates, the brainstormings which companies do, and they each come up with their own type of inner, outer and final packaging. Unitization is the process of grouping master cartons into one physical unit. The concept of containerization includes all forms of unitization, from taping two master cartons together to the use of specialized transportation equipment. Rigid devices formed of substantially rigid material comprising container, such as cardboard carton, like a DFC. Now, here again, it's important that the role of warehousing here also becomes important, because many companies today, when you go and walk into supermarkets, you will see that when you buy a Harpic, you get a Lysol free in that. Now, that has to be packed in one kind of a netted pouch so that you can hold it together. Or you see a Harpic with a Dettol in that. Now, why a Harpic and a Dettol? This is primarily because they both belong to one company, in this case, say, Reckitt and Benckiser. But you can also have cross promotions, wherein you have one food product and you are from company A, and you get a free product of company B along with the same pack. So these are the kind of packaging innovations that people continuously work upon, and that's also important from how the warehouse people handle the packaging of that. Rigid packaging provides a variety of benefits: barrier protection, containment, convenience, physical protection, security and sustainability. Now, this is like a, this is a pallet. So, this is more or less a rigid device. You cannot actually dismantle a pallet and make it something else. Our flexible devices do not protect a product by complete enclosure. The most common type is pallets or slip sheets. A pallet is a structural foundation of unit load. The use of flexible utilization can increase damage potential if it is not properly contained during handling or transport. In most situations, the stability of stacking is insufficient to secure a unit load. Standard methods of improving stability include rope tie, corner posts, steel strapping, taping, anti-skid adhesives and wrapping. Now, in this context, packaging has several objectives. Information transmission. Packages and labels communicate how to use, transport, recycle or dispose. Especially for food products, you will look at the manufacturing date, the expiry date, same for pharma. For other places, even the barcodes, they give you information as to, you know, use by date, the plant of manufacture, where it is going to. So, all this form a part of packaging. Communication. This function is becoming increasingly critical to provide content identification, tracking and handling instructions. Now, communication is the third most important function of packaging. By communication, we mean there are two kinds of communication. One is the mandatory communication. So, as in India, you have the, earlier you had the Weights and Measures Act, which has now been replaced by the Legal Metrology Act. So, the Legal Metrology Act specifies that there are 5 or 6 mandatory things that need to come in all packages. They include the name and address of the manufacturer, the customer care, phone number, the manufacturing date, net content, all these things, the maximum retail price if it is a product which is 25 kg and below. So, all this needs to come on the packing. Typical information includes manufacturer, as I said, tracking, effective internal operation, and increasingly customers require that product be tracked as it moves through the supply chain. Handling instructions, the information should note any special product handling considerations such as glass containers, temperature restriction, stacking considerations or potential environmental concerns. Now, material handling systems also play a role here. Material, it is the art and science of conveying, elevating, positioning, transporting, packaging and storing of materials. Now, the cost of material handling contributes significantly to the total cost of manufacturing. Proper material handling helps in decreasing the damage in handling, maintaining the quality of storage, facilitate order processing, in moving right goods at the right time so as to make them available to the right customers. Now, what are the general objectives of material handling management? Increase effective capacity of the warehouse, minimize aisle space, because the less people are there, if you have material handling equipment, you can make your work much more efficient. Reduce number of times a product is handled. Develop effective working conditions. Reduce movements including manual labor. Improve logistics service. And finally, reduce cost. The role of material handling in supply chain. In warehouses, material handling operation is performed at the following stages: moving the unloaded material to assigned storage place, unloading the incoming material from transport vehicle, lifting the material from its storage place during order picking, moving the material for inspection and packing, loading packages, boxes, cartons onto transport vehicles. The efficiency of material handling equipment adds to the performance level of the warehouse. The warehouse where the material handling equipment is in use is more sensitive to labor productivity than the manufacturing center, as material handling is more labor sensitive. There is scope for reducing labor and enhancing productivity by emerging technology in material handling. A good material handling system will enhance the speed and throughput of material movement throughout the entire supply chain. Now, what are the main functions of material handling? Material handling function helps reduce the number of staff required for managing inventory and reduce dangers of obsolescence, because basically you are, along with the WMS, material handling is a good and efficient material handling will really help you be more efficient, know where your material is, bring out your material or upload your material at the most shortest possible point in time. This in turn helps to reduce the total cost. So, logistics, as I keep on saying, is finally the art of increasing and improving customer service level without increasing the cost. So, this or anything which helps in reduction the total cost of operations is welcome. The importance of material handling. Material handling is an important part of factory and industrial processes. It covers the entire spectrum of functions such as waste handling, assembly line management and material transport. It is a key to warehouse productivity, and the reason why we have kept this in the topic just after warehousing is warehousing, packaging and material handling, they all go hand in hand. So, if you cover all these two or three things together as students or as professionals wanting to learn this discipline, it will be more convenient for you. So, it is a key to warehouse productivity. The use of material handling equipment also results in higher productivity, resulting in higher return on investment. Hence, material handling is very critical to the operation of a warehouse. Material handling methods. There are three types of picking methods. You have order picking, you have batch picking, and you have bulk picking. So, let us see what these individually mean. Order picking, it is just the nature of distribution and fulfillment that generally have more outbound transactions than inbound transactions. So, this is more a customer facing, customer oriented warehouse. So, more of a finished goods warehouse which gets material from factories and other depots and sells it to customers against their orders. It is directly connected to customer satisfaction. Key objectives in designing an order picking operation include increases in productivity, reduction of cycle time and increase of stock accuracy. See, stock accuracy is something which if you are not working in this field you will not understand. It generally is like this. You open your SAP or Oracle or any other ERP, you see your product A, you have 500 units on hand. When you go to the warehouse to pick 500 units because the customer has ordered seeing that stock, you find there are 495 units. So, these 5 units which are short really shows badly on your warehousing or logistical efficiency. Thus, it is very important that it is directly connected to customer satisfaction, and material handling equipment lead to better stock management in warehouses. Key objective in designing an order picking operation includes increase in productivity, reduction of cycle time and increase in accuracy. Productivity in order picking is measured by pick rate. Piece pick operators usually measure the pick rate in the line items picked per hour. So, how many items are you able to pick up and deliver, pick up, deliver. So, that is how it is measured. Cycle time, it is the amount of time that it takes to get an order from an entry to the shipping time, shipping dock. Accuracy, employee training, accuracy tracking and accountability are essential to achieving high levels of overall accuracy. Batch picking, it is defined as picking multiple items in a single run to fulfill multiple orders. With man-to-good system where an order selector travels to the product to fill orders, batch picking can reduce the total travel time. In a goods-to-man system where the product is delivered to the selector, batch picking can reduce the delivery traffic. And what is bulk picking? It allows to combine multiple picks across several sales orders into one consolidated pick task. So, this is what again takes you back to the main functions of a warehousing operation. Handling technology and equipment. Handling processes and technologies impact productivity by influencing personnel, space and capital equipment requirements. The principles of material handling, equipment for handling and storage should be as standardized as possible. When in motion, the system should be designed to provide maximum continuous product flow. investment should be in handling rather than stationary equipment. Handling equipment should be utilized to the maximum extent possible. In handling equipment selection, the ratio of dead weight to payload should be minimized. And whenever practical, gravity flow should be incorporated in system design. So, whenever possible, a good should move from a top to the bottom so that we get to see gravity. In many warehouses, if there is one floor, for example, a mezzanine floor in a warehouse, you might have a conveyor belt wherein manually you can just put a carton down and it rolls down towards the ground floor of the warehouse and it directly goes into the loading bay. So, that is use of gravity intelligently. Handling systems can be classified as mechanized, semi-automated, fully automated and information directed. A mechanized operation is a combination of labor and handling equipment which is used in this system as a combo. Automated attempt to minimize labor as much as possible by substituting equipment by capital investment. Semi-automated, when a combination of mechanical and automated system is used to handle material, the system is referred to as semi-automated. And information directed, it uses information technology to direct mechanized or automated handlings like a robotic movement in warehouses. Some of the examples of mechanized systems include lift trucks or forklift trucks, rider trucks, tow lines, tractor trailer devices, conveyors and carousels. Now, lift trucks are also called forklift trucks. The most common equipment which is used in warehouses, there will be some warehouses where only forklift trucks are used, and forklift trucks can be of two kinds. It can be diesel operated or it can be battery operated. Diesel operated is more expensive and it also pollutes the environment. So, battery operated is preferred, and modern forklift trucks are even become more sophisticated. This is a picture of a slightly earlier version of a forklift truck, and even modern versions are available which are much more sleek in design. It can move loads of master cartons both horizontally and vertically, but is limited to handling unit loads. Tow lines, it consists of either inflow or over mounted cable. It has far less flexibility than forklift trucks, but the only advantage is it is a continuous movement. A tractor trailer, it consists of a driver guided power unit towing one or more four wheeled trailers. Conveyors, it serves as a basic handling device for a number of order selection systems. They are classified according to the power, gravity, roller and belt movement. So, this is available both at manufacturing plants. So, you have assembly lines where you have packing and filling going on, plus you have warehouses where same activity. So, you will have conveyor belts. This is a very commonly used material handling device. Carousels, rather than requiring the order selector to go to the inventory, this sends the inventory to the selector. A very common example of this is what we see in the airport when you have those, you know, belts which bring in your luggage. So, they can be referred to as carousels. The rationale behind your carousel system is to reduce order selection labor by reducing walking length and time. It also significantly reduces storage space requirements. What are semi-automated systems? Semi-automated handling systems include automated guided vehicle systems, computerized sortation, robotics and various forms of live racks. Automated guided vehicle, it is typically a replacement for mechanized tow tractors and trailers. The essential difference is that AGVs are automatically routed, positioned and activated without a driver. It typically relies on an optical, magnetic or wireless radio guidance system. The primary advantage is direct labor reduction. Automated sortation, it provides two primary benefits: reduction in labor, significant increase in speed and accuracy of order selection. Robotics, it's a machine that can be programmed to perform one or more handling activities without the intervention of a driver, or there is no manual or human contact. Robotics can be used for break bulk or consolidation operations. There are many companies, some companies in particular, which are trying to use robotics for delivering courier packages, etc., which is still in the infancy, but we are sure that in the next 5 years you will see robotics take a very active part in supply chain, which can include in warehousing or in even distribution management. Live racks, it is commonly used to reduce manual labor in warehouses. It is a storage rack design in which product automatically flows to the desired selection position. It reduces the need to use forklift trucks to transfer unit loads. Advantage is the potential for automatic rotation of products as a result of rear side loading. The potential to automate, in addition to requiring less direct labor, an automated system has the potential to operate faster and more accurately with less product damage than its mechanized counterparts. The information directed systems, it is used for mechanized handling controlled by information technology. Examples are RFID, you know, pick to light. Advantage to improve the speed and flexibility to lift truck operations. RF technology provides real-time communication to central data processing systems. Pick to light, in these systems order selectors pick designated items directly into cartons or onto conveyors from lighted carousel locations or storage bins. Special handling consideration, specific consideration that influence warehousing and handling in an e-fulfillment environment are order volumes, small shipments and tracking. First, to serve end consumers, an e-fulfillment facility typically must possess a large number of very, very small orders. Secondly, e-fulfillment facilities must generally deal with a wide range of product, which translates to large inventories and the use of flow-through practices to consolidate orders for shipment. Finally, the carrier can be electronically scanned and tracked. In automated storage systems, the storage systems can be classified into conventional and automated storage system. A conventional storage system, these are ideal for storing loads of various size, shapes, weights in the same rack. Features: low cost per pick, direct access, safe and user friendly racking operation, durable racking designs with high strength rack bracing, low maintenance, customized warehouse pallet racking for any storage needs. An automated storage and retrieval system, an ASRS, it consists of a variety of computer control systems for automatically placing and retrieving loads from defined storage locations. The ASRS is used in applications where very high volume of loads are being moved in and out of the warehouse. Storage density is important because of space constraints. No value adding content is present in this process, so it is not a process wherein you are able to do any value addition while picking and packing. It is just a loading or unloading of the material. Accuracy is critical because of potential expensive damages to the load. The advantage of the ASRS system: reduce labor for transporting items into and out of inventory, reduce inventory levels, and more accurate tracking of inventory. So, in this particular chapter, we looked into the packaging requirements and material handling requirements, which go hand in hand with good warehousing practices. So, we need to understand that packaging can be both of the inner part of the product as well as the outer part of the product, and packaging is directly related to transportation safety and hazard. That is why you take dry runs before you implement a new packaging mechanism. You try to send your product from one location to the farthest location possible to see if there is any damage during transit, etc. Also, we looked at various material handling equipments and systems of material handling which is in vogue in today's supply chain networks. So, at the end of this chapter, you should, and I hope, have a fairly good idea as to what are the current packaging trends in logistics and what are the material handling equipments that are currently being used. Thank you.